Inyathelo leSouth Africa lokuvula umngcele weMessina Bay Bridge izolo lilethe injabulo enkulu kunengi labeZimbabwe. Abanye amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi, kanti abanye bafisa ukuyabona izihlobo ekhaya ngemva kokwehluleka kwenza lokhu ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Kodwa-ke lintokozo isiphenduke intukuthelo kwabaningi njengoba izolo uhulumende weZimbabwe ehlulekile ukuvula imingcele ngesikhathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethula inkulumo yakhe ngokwengezwa lokuyekethiswa kwemigoqo ye-COVID-19. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Prudence Moyo uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi uhulumende bobabili abakubonanga ukuthi ukuvula kucelele South Africa eleZimbabwe lisavalile yikuchitha isikhathi ngento engeke isebenze.
Kuyabe kumele kube khona ukukhulumisana ngoba kulobudlelwana obukhulu phakathi kweZimbabwe leSouth Africa, kumele kungani kuyahambisana. Ikuthi nje elizweni leZimbabwe iqiniso ikuthi inhlelo vele azihlelekanga kuhle ngoba vele le governing yakhona ivele nje ayihambi kahle, izinto ziphongukwenziwa. Umuntu nje avuke nje kuseni athi khona thinovura na-8:30.
Ngeviki ephelileyo inkampani kahulumende wakweleSouth Africa ibona ngezemingcele i-Border Management Agency ithi iqhube inkulumo leziphathamandla zomngcele eZimbabwe kuboniswana ngendaba ezigoqela ukuthi izikhathi zokwenqabela ukuhamba kwabantu zihambelane. Kodwa-ke lokhu akwenzekanga njengoba iSouth Africa isenqabela ukuhamba ngo-11 ntambama kusiya ngo-4 ekuseni, kanti iZimbabwe imemezele ukuthi yenqabela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ku-5:30 ekuseni. Olwela amalungelo abesifazane kwele South Africa uNkosazana Victress Matutu uthi ukwehluleka ukuhlela kwamazwe la omabili yikho okugcina sekubangela ukuminyana okukhulu emngceleni.
Loba nje ukuvula komngcele lowo kuyize nxa iMzantsi Afrika ivulile, iZimbabwe yona isayivalileya imngcele. Umuntu usengaba lakho ukuthi aphume eSouth Africa ngo-9. EZimbabwe i-curfew ikhona iqala ngo-8. Akakwazi ukuthi angene eZimbabwe. So kuyethi umuntu ahlale phakathi laphakathi kwemngcele weSouth Africa leZimbabwe alinde ukuthi iZimbabwe izivule owaye umngcele ekuseni ngehola lesihlanu, nxa kugabanxa ihola lesihlanu ekuseni. Vele kusuke sekule imota eziningi ezilinde ukungena eseziphumile eSouth Africa eziphuma izolo eZimbabwe sivalile.
Esinye isalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Makhotebe uthi abukho ubuhlakaniphi bokuthi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe kuthi abantu balale ngo-8 ntambama baze bayevuka ngo-5:30 ekuseni.
I-transport njengbe zingekho imali zokugada begcine besiyafika ezindlini yabo past 8, so kulo monakalo kumele umuntu ayo-attend umonakalo ayokhulumisa umakhelwane, because kulayokho esikubiza kuthiwa yi-amasevisi umthandazo, kuthiwa ngumthandazo emkhulekweni umthandazo. So nxa uza kuthi wena abantu abastophe i-movement ngo-8, so uyabona ukuthi it's a huge punishment.
Emalangeni asanda kudlula, inhlanganiso yabodokotela abezamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe, Doctors for Human Rights, bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angavuli imingcele yakhe leSouth Africa ngoba kungavulela uhlobo lwe-coronavirus olubhahe kwele-South Africa. Kodwa kumphathi intambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele-South Africa uMnumzana Aaron Zwaledi uthi kuyadanisa ukuzwa abantu bekhuluma into engalabufakazi.
Well, we have opened the borders in discussion with Zimbabwe and the majority of people.
Labo abatsho njalo abasitshele ukuthi zingaki izizalwane zeSouth Africa ezingena eZimbabwe ngelanga ezingaletha leli gciwane.
Enkulumeni yakhe kusizwe sonke izolo, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthe imigoqo yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus izaqhubeka kwamaviki amabili ukuze kwehliswe amathuba okukhwela kwenani labahlaselwayo lalabo ababulawa ileli gciwane. Mesa Studio 7, Johannesburg, South Africa, ngingu Thuso Khumalo.